Relapse. That's our lesson tonight. I'm a grateful believer in Christ Jesus. I know that he died and was raised for me. And I'm in recovery for internet porn. And my name is Paul. So let's read the principles, the principle and the step and the verses. Principle 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and his will for my life and to gain the power to follow his will. And step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and power to carry that out. And the verse, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, Colossians 3:16. So a simple definition of relapse is a sliding back or slipping back into a worse state. We're all here at Celebrate Recovery because we had a hurt, a hang-up, or a habit that was affecting our life in a negative way. And we came in hoping to kind of move beyond that, to leave that habit behind. And most of us have had some victory. We've worked the steps and the principles, and we've found ways to move beyond these behaviors. And for me, that behavior was pornography. I began to know that porn was affecting my life and my relationships with my wife and with God. So I started working the steps, getting out of denial, admitting to being powerless, and wanting to commit all of my life and will to Christ's care and control, which is principle 3. And so we began to move beyond our habits. Then comes relapse. This happened to me about 2 years ago. I was tempted, and one day I decided that I was just going to look at porn. And so I felt defiant toward the process, and I felt defiant towards God, and so I did. I figured out how to break through all the controls on my computer, and I did that, and I went on a binge for about 2 days. And fortunately, I had been developing a relationship with God. And I suddenly felt this fear coming over me, like I had to, like my relationship with God was being severely damaged, and I had to break out of this. And with God's help, I was able to break out again. And then I shared that relapse with my wife and with my sponsor. You may be familiar, probably are, with a passage in Romans 7:14 through 19, written by Paul, not me, the one person who you would not expect of relapse. That's what he said. For that which I am doing, I do not understand. For I'm not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish. And then he describes this in verse 21. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. So we live in fleshly bodies that are subject to desires. Verse 25 says, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. And this is telling me basically that relapse is inevitable. We have these bodies and we have these minds to deal with. There are many people here who have had long periods of time of sobriety, 30 years without a drink and 5 years without porn and so on. And I'm greatly encouraged by the stories of that and by the fact that you've had this experience and are sharing it with us. And that's the beauty of being here together in Celebrate Recovery. We share the victories, but we also build each other up in times of relapse. We're always at risk of relapse. That's why we say things like one day at a time. Paul ends with really good news in Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law, by the way, sorry to interrupt myself. I forgive myself. We have no bulletins tonight. You probably noticed that. So relapse is coming, and you won't be able to. You'll have to figure out a way to write them down, or some of you probably could memorize them real quick as we go. But anyway, let me read that again. There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. To summarize this, we should focus on our recovery, on the principles and the steps. But we still can relapse, and we know that we are not condemned by God if we do. And so having said all that, there are some things we can do to help prevent relapse. And so that leads us to the acrostic in your non-handout. R. The R in relapse. Reserve a daily quiet time. Mark 14:38 says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We're all tempted. Even Christ was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. That's found in Matthew 4:1-11. So Christ had been fasting for 40 days. Satan tempted him with food, and so Christ quoted scripture. Satan tempted him to jump off the temple to prove that he was God, and Christ quoted scripture. Satan tempted him with possessions to get him to worship Satan. Christ quoted scripture. The clear pattern here is Christ knew the scripture. And we'll get back to that in a minute, but I want to make a couple of comments about temptation. Temptation is not a sin. Hebrews 2:18 says that Christ himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, and he's able to come to the aid of those who are tempted, meaning us. And Hebrews 4:15 refers to Christ as a high priest. It says this, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. So put your own habits into that equation. He was tempted in all things as we are. James 1:14 through 15 describes temptation this way. Each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. And then when lust has been conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So when we start thinking about our habits and start wanting to do them again, that is temptation. That is not the relapse. Going ahead is the relapse. And Christ is able to help us if we call on him. And I keep coming back to the good news that if we don't call on him, we're still not condemned by him. That is the news, good news. So I want to go back to Christ quoting scripture. This is an example that we need to follow. We need to be in the Word on a daily basis, and there's many ways to do this. One way to do it is to get a devotional book. We have actually got Celebrate Recovery devotional books on the back table. Not trying to sell it, but it's back there to look at. And there are many others. You can go to any bookstore and find 365 verses and Christian bookstores and so forth. And that's one way to get into the Word. Another way to be in the Word is to find a daily verse app on your cell phone. I have a Bible app on my phone that has all kinds of versions, and it also has a verse of the day. To be honest, I don't do that, but I looked it up and it actually had a verse of the day. I thought, I ought to do that. So, And then you read that every day when it comes to you, and then meditate on it throughout the day. So, another way to do it is to download a reading plan, a checklist for what to read for that day. I started doing this with a 2-year plan to read the entire Bible once, with the Psalms and the New Testaments twice in that same 2 years. And that one was about 2 chapters of the Bible a day. And it takes about 15 minutes. I know we're all busy, but if you get 15 minutes of Scripture a day and you get the whole Bible in 2 years, you will be immensely enriched. And there are also different plans for reading through the Bible in 1 year. I know somebody who tried to read through it in 90 days. I don't recommend that because it's really easy to derail. If you miss one day, then you've got the double up and you just don't do it. Anyway, if you want to see some of these daily Bible reading plans, go to, I'll give you 2 websites, wholesomewords.org, one word, wholesomewords.org. And the other one is bible-reading.com, and you can download stuff there. Pick something that works for you. Remember that Christ quoted the Scripture. I suggest that you begin memorizing verses. And there are plans that have techniques for doing this. If you Google navigators, you'll find an opportunity to learn how to do that. We can all do it. The advantage of memorizing a scripture is that you have to say it so many times to get it right that it not only does it go into your brain, but it goes into your heart. And that's pretty powerful stuff. So, make a goal, get a plan, get started. Do it now. That's the key. So the E in relapse is evaluate. Principle 7 refers to a daily time with God for self-examination. The step study guide throws in another acronym, HEART, H-E-A-R-T, for a guide to examining your life. HEART stands for hurting, exhausted, angry, resentful, and tense. And so each of these areas can be a way for you to, can be a cause of a relapse if you're hurting, exhausted, and so forth. And there are also ways for you to think about yourself and meditate on what your issues are. So for each of these, you would ask yourself, am I hurting? Am I exhausted? Am I angry? In the last lesson 2 weeks ago, Mike was talking about the daily inventory. And we got some great teaching on different ways to keep up an honest inventory. So you can review that stuff. Romans 12, 3 through 17 gives us special instructions on this step. Among other things, it says this: be honest in your estimate of yourselves, hate what is wrong, be patient in trouble, do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. And take a look at those verses when you can. It's Romans 12, 3 through 17. The L, and listen to Jesus. And I would add, listen to God and listen to the Holy Spirit. God communicates with us in various ways. The most obvious way is His Word, the Bible. And it may be all that you need. We've probably all heard something like this: that was a God thing. That's another way that God can communicate to us. I was thinking about this, and I had a God thing experience in Klamath Falls last week. We were down there, and I was in the hot tub, and a guy gets in there, and so I said, you know, where are you from? And he told me. So what do you do? And he told me. And then I said, when I said, what do you do? He said, this is my job, but my real thing in life is something else. And I said, oh, what? And so he started telling me he was into Christian ministry. And he started telling me all about his Christian ministry. And so I shared with him, well, that's my case too. I'm retired, but I have my Christian ministry is Celebrate Recovery. So he goes, celebrate recovery. The elder, one of the elders in my church, just told me that it would be a good idea for me to go do that. So we started sharing about that. And he was transparent enough to tell me that his issue was pornography. So that's pretty amazing. And we ended up having breakfast 2 days later. We spent 2 hours talking about the issues. And so, I mean, what are the odds of that? Meeting someone in a hot tub in Klamath Falls. And ending up sharing about CR. That's definitely a God thing for sure. I now know his email address, and it was pretty cool. So God speaks in different ways. Romans 1, 19 through 20 says that what is known about God is evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his divine, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. We are in awe of God, and we were in awe of God looking at Crater Lake this week. That is an amazing place, and to think that God was involved, and it was pretty moving. God speaks to us also through others. Something that is heard in a testimony, or something that's shared in small group sharing, can really touch us right to the core, the very thing we needed to hear. But we need to listen. And a small warning, sometimes we may want to interpret something as coming from God that may not be from God. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, test everything that is said to be sure it is true. And if it is, then accept it. Okay, the A, R-E. We're at A. Alone and quiet time. Step 11 starts out, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. In principle 3, we made a decision to turn our life and our will over to God's care. In principle 4, we confessed our sins to God. In principle 5, we humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. And so now in principle 7, we're asked to use prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. We need to spend time alone with him and meditate. Jesus spent time with God. Mark 1:35 says, and in the early morning while it was still dark, he arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there. There's our example. We need to get up in the dark and go out in the woods and pray. So see if you can. Jesus demonstrated the importance of being alone with God. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Satan would like to disrupt our time with God. He allows us to fill up our schedules and our lives move too fast, and we let that happen. We need to slow down. We need to allow our time to be filled with God. That's what meditation is. Psalm 1:1-3 says, happy are those who find joy in obeying the law of the Lord. They meditate on it day and night, and in whatever they do, they prosper. So P, plug into God's power through prayer. Philippians 4:6-7 says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is God's word to us. He wants us to pray to him. We're also told in 1 John 1:9 to confess our sins. He wants to forgive us, and he wants us to be honest with him. He wants to talk with us. To be honest, when I started praying, I didn't really know exactly what I was doing or how to go about it. It didn't feel to me like he was there. And I was just babbling. But Jesus gives us an example of how to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And so after a while, what I started doing is like taking that example, praising God from whatever I had read that day or whatever was in my head to praise God. And then when that started happening, then he started becoming real to me. There's really no correct way to pray, but I always pray out loud, and even when I'm by myself, and I always have my eyes open. Don't know why I do that. It helps me to feel the presence of God if I'm talking to him, to think of him as being there. Of course, in public, I do what everybody else does. I'm like this, and that's probably why I'm in recovery. Can't be honest. Anyway, however you go about it, just go about it. Pray about everything. Pray about anything. God knows the word pornography. I can share with him. Ask him for his will in your life. S, slow down long enough to hear God's answers. God said to Job, "Listen to me, keep silence, and I will teach you wisdom." Job 33:33. Take time in your prayer for listening. It goes along with reading the word. You may not get the answer quickly, and it's certainly not as quickly as you want. It might take some time. Now, Philippians 4:7 says, "Make your requests known, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And finally, the E in relapse. Enjoy your growth. Take time to enjoy your victories. As God works, let yourself be surprised by joy that comes from him. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances." This is what God wants from you in life and in your union with Christ Jesus. Share your victories with your small groups. Your growth will give others hope. And share your testimony. We need you to tell us, share with us in detail what has happened to you and your growth through CR. And we're greatly encouraged by it. So make that a priority too. So here's the plan. Number one, read and pray. Read the Bible daily. Establish a specific time of day to have your quiet time. Number two, make attending Celebrate Recovery a priority. Don't think I'm too busy or tired. Just come. We need your sharing. I need your sharing. Number three, spend time with accountability partners and church family and your own family if they're safe for you. And number four, get involved in service. Volunteer. You don't have to wait for Principle 8 to start sharing, serving. So share tonight in your small group ways that you have, that you for yourself have experienced in how to prevent relapse. Thank you.